Hi folks, on VI Talk, it's Contrary Tan here, giving you my thoughts on someone's topic, rather than my own. Anything I bring, I thought I'd contribute on another topic. Naughty Tart's conversation about dating, and whether I should mention she should mention she's visually impaired or not, or blind or whatever. I've listened to Melanie's as well, and that's really good response as well. I would say that I think using common sense is the best approach. I think you have a gut feeling about people, about whether you should trust them or not. Use your gut instinct. It's very, very powerful. As far as, you know, what you tell people and what you don't. Sort of a bit laterally, I would say that for me, I've been in situations when I've been around a lot of, say, sighted people, and who are single, and they don't take one bit of notice, and I don't mind using that pun, but they do. I think that's a good way of putting it. They don't look behind the disability; they just see the disability, and it's quite shocking because of the type of group of people I'm talking about. It's even more shocking. So for me, I find it really, really hard to sort of say, "Oh, is somebody interested in me?" Even to get to that point. Now you're talking about chat lines, dating agencies and things. I think I would, it's up to you. I think if you say you're visually impaired, there's some advantages saying you're visually impaired. You'll just get rid of mainly the people who who are shallow. I'll give you an interesting story, because it's not about me, it's about somebody else. There's a woman at work who I work with who was sighted, and she always seemed to go for the wrong blokes, and, you know, some pretty dodgy characters, one of them was anyway, that I knew of. And anyway, her mum told this guy, potential guy, just to because she tried to set her daughter up, basically, I think. And she basically told him, oh, she has one glass eye and one wobbly leg. And she went absolutely mad, and mum said that to him, and I'm thinking, actually, that's a good idea. It just shows if he's decent, it's just showing whether he's shallow or not. And some people said, oh, I think it's good. And then other people would say, oh, you know, didn't like it. And I thought, no, I think that was a good thing. It just shows whether he's a genuine guy or not. And probably because she went for shallow idiots, then it's not surprising that mum would say that to somebody. I think it's because her mum said it, and I suppose it may have, you know, and it made me think that she's shallow herself, because obviously if she ever was like that, she'd feel she wasn't dateable. And I find that pretty disgusting personally. Just because you're blind doesn't mean you're not dateable. Anyway, that's just an aside issue, but there's one reason why I'd be a bit careful about mentioning that you're blind, and that is you don't want people who want you for your money. And if you have got a disability benefits, people think you're well off. That's not the case at all. Not necessarily anyway. There are some people who have AIs who are okay financially, but not everybody, and the vast majority who aren't. And there's some VIs who are professional, and, you know, you get those few, but you get the other extreme. I think you get two extremes in the VI community that way. You get the ones who do quite well financially, and the others who are very, who struggle, really. But I'm not talking, I don't want to talk about that issue, because I think that's just something else. But I think you don't want scroungers. And I did hear a story, and it was actually on a Channel 4 programme about this woman who'd went blind, and a boyfriend had left her, And you came back to her, but she noticed her bills running up very high, and it turns out he was having money off her and stuff, and it was pretty awful, and she's visually impaired, and this is her ex-boyfriend, to be fair. It wasn't... but obviously he was so-and-so anyway, so he was bleeding her dry financially, which is terrible. Terrible thing to do. So I think there's a bit of caution there. But I think if you're honest, at least then... the other problem is if you tell them you're vision impaired straight away, we'll be asking loads of questions. It could be that, and you want people to know you, not your disability. There's that aspect as well. I mean, how much information do you want to give straight away about how visually impaired you are or what you can and can't do? And it'd be very easy to say, you know, build yourself up as more than you are, and or even the other way, possibly, because you don't want to, you don't want to put people off, but obviously you don't want people giving people a bunch of lies and, you know, whatever. I know somebody who met somebody through the internet, a friend of mine who's sighted, but that's, it was actually through this friend. She discovered her husband was seeing someone else, and this guy had probably told her, but this guy wasn't interested in her at the time. We were just mates, and it wasn't till long after they split up that they got together. So that was quite interesting. That that's how she met this particular guy. And that's just another story. But there are people who meet online and do very well. And I've got another friend who knew somebody years ago who. A long time ago, but lost touch with them, and then found them through Facebook, and we got together a few years ago, and are now married, you know, and that was really nice. But that's different for different people. That's somebody who's with both the eyes, that's a different story. But if it's dealing with sighted folk, I'd probably be honest about, I think it's very difficult, because you don't want the scroungers, but you don't want the superficial folk either, and the superficial shallow folk either. I think it's a personal choice, really. I think if you do mention it early on, try and distance. If that person keeps going on about your disability, just say, just find out if why, you know, you have to dig and find out why they're asking you. Are they asking you because they generally care, or are they asking you because they generally want to know how much you've got to do for you, and all that sort of claptrap, you know. But on the other hand, if you don't, straight away, they've got to know you, not the disability. And hopefully, if they know about your disability later on, they'll think, oh, actually, that makes me even more interested in you, because there's more, you know, you're a person, not just somebody who's visually impaired. And I know we don't see ourselves, identify ourselves as visually impaired people, blind people, but other people do, and other people can't separate those two things a lot of the time. I generally don't talk about it much in public. I do more now than I used to, but when I was at work, I very rarely mentioned I had a visual impairment. I just got on with my job because I didn't want it to be a focus for anybody, or a chance to abuse, or a chance for anything. So I know that's a different subject altogether, but that'd be a great topic as well, what you say to the public in general and when. But potential partner, you've got to be able to trust that person, and I think... it's up to you, really. And I think it's very hard for everyone else to come around and say, oh, you've got to say this and you've got to say that. I don't think you can just automatically tell somebody what to do here, because it's a very much a personal thing. The visual impairment you have is one you live with, and what you choose to say to somebody is up to you. And there's both sides of saying and not saying. There you go. If I had considered doing dating websites, I would have personally considered something like eHarmony, because what I like about eHarmony, because I know a friend, I've seen the original guy who set it up, and the psychologist who'd done a lot of research into how people meet, and they said that generally people get on who have common values, and it deals with the common values that you've got, rather than just being, oh, do you want somebody tall or dark, or, you know, deal with genuine, non-superficial things, and that's a good thing about eHarmony. And I saw this guy being interviewed about it. It was really interesting quite a few years ago, but it's sold now to somebody else. Whether they've changed, I don't know. But, you know, it just does ask you your values and stuff, which is really good. That's one website I would have considered if I had thought of using that. And there's another one I'd have thought of using, but I'm just wary of, for me, I wouldn't use them just because you just don't know who you're going to get. But I suppose that happens in real life. The difference is you've got a machine in between you and the other person. So, you know. Anyway, I wish you all the best in your dating. And I hope you find somebody. And anyone else out there who is just there, just wish everybody all the best in there, whatever, you know. And it's very hard when you're visually impaired to find somebody, it really is. You know, because you have to get past people's flipping, people's views and attitudes. Anyway, I'm going to go and don't want to say too much more because I don't think I've got a lot more to say and a lot more to add. But I'm sure there are other people who've had a lot more experience this sort of thing and who could give a lot better advice than I could. But that's just my point of view. I would say it's a bit in the middle. I'm not somebody who's either dogmatic on this one way or another. I really aren't. But I think, personally, it's really entirely up to you what you feel comfortable sharing. Yeah, it is about what you're comfortable with, what you want to tell people and what particular time. And knowing that when you get to know, you know, talking to the person, you think, are they ready to hear that yet or not? I mean, how many... It's interesting, another aspect is... Just thought, you know, there are a lot of people who are not visually impaired who've got things in their lives think, oh, do I tell that person about that yet or not? It's the same kind of thing, really. You know, when do you tell somebody something about your life? When do you tell somebody about something? At what point? So, yeah, it's just not just about being visually impaired, it's about anything like that. And you, that the person you're talking to might have things in their life they might not want to share straight away, like they're divorced or whatever. Oh, I don't know, something could be anything. But you know, that's another thing to consider. It might be the person you're talking to may have things as well that they might be worried about disclosing. And being honest about your visual impairment shows some honesty, I suppose, as well. I think the good side of mentioning it is, as well, is it shows a lot of honesty. It shows you're not afraid of, you know, but on the downside, you could attract superficial scroungers, you know. So, but that's entirely up to you. When is the issue? Is again entirely up to you. I think you have to go by your gut, I think. So, take care and all, and I hope you have more contributions to come on this topic. Bye for now.